Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
The puppet term at the end, other than Chris getting black in the back, where do the breakdowns occur there?
Missed tackles, really. We had, Chris was one player that was down there in position to make a play. He got resistance from a blocker. There was multiple other guys that could have made that play, and we just didn't get him on the ground.
Jeff, what's the process of trying to kind of figure out exactly what Connor's range is from week to week? Is it a week to week thing? Do you have a chat with him before the game? How do you feel? What's the process like?
Yeah, you get a decent feel for him in practice. Fortunately for us, our climate, our conditions here at the practice facility are very similar to what we're going to play in game day for home games. So you got to kind of you feel whatever that range is, and then the conditions will influence that, whether it's longer or shorter. Pre-game warm-up, he usually gets done kicking, and there's usually two questions asked. One is, where do we feel real comfortable at, in terms of, whatever that range is. If it's, 4th and 10 from this yard line, we feel good about kicking that ball. And then usually my conversations with kickers in the past has been, okay, it's the last play of the half. At what point do you feel like, that's there's no chance at that one. So we usually get two ranges before we go in the locker room.
Yeah, are you sending him down to Soldier Field on days when you're playing there, or are you just going to do it all?
We haven't gone down to Soldier yet in terms of the practice stuff. We've done everything here. Our field is in the same whatever alignment, and we have supposed to have the same grass as what's down there. Our practice field conditions can be different than Soldier's conditions based on what's happened there in terms of concert or high school game or, whether it may be. There was one time we had considered that. It didn't work out for a reason. So we have not gone down there.
Is Connor at all spooked about the turf?
I don't think so.
Just Soldier Field in general?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to speak for him, but I would not think he's spooked by the turf.
With that even limited, what options do you have on the turf?
I haven't seen the recent flip card that our PR staff puts together.
Is that so accurate?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it for our purposes. We've got guys with return background. Bryce has fielded punts in games. LeBlanc's got college background. Tracy Porter's fielded punts in NFL games. Could be a mystery candidate, pop up at some point. But, we feel good about our returner depth.
McAfee doesn't allow for a lot of returns. So what impresses you about what he does?
Well, he's keeping the ball in play this year. They're kind of picking and choosing when they're trying to keep the ball in play. You can tell by his body language, if he's disappointed, he hits a touchback. On the times where he's not trying to touch the ball back, he has a very strong leg. He's incredibly talented with his onside kick stuff. They've done things to the right. They've done things to the middle. If you don't cover that down, it was in the middle of the game against New England in the past where he just lined up and kicked the onside to his left, our right. So you got to account for all those things. You got to line. To account for those things, you have to have things schematically, so you're sound in those things. He just brings a lot to the table that you got to consider when you're game planning.
How did Bronecker do coming up for the first time?
Yeah, about what we expected. He got in on a tackle. He's really worked hard. He worked hard in the off season, and then he got injured, and we're kind of looking for somebody to take some of those reps as kind of a bigger body offensive guy. And, because once Kadeem went down, Raheem's a little bit different player than Kadeem is, body type wise. So he was able to contribute, in all four phases, assignment sound, but, he's seeing things for the first time. You got to remember his preseason action was non-existent. So it's full speed the first time he gets out there, and I thought all things considered, he did a good job.